Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Bonjour, my friends. How are you? I hope you are having a fabulous day. Guess what? I'm getting ready to go to Paris. And you all probably know it's one of my favorite places on the planet. It is the place that I discovered French Kiss Life. And in case you don't know what that means, head over to TanyaLee.com and learn all about what it means to French Kiss Life. But it was in the Luxembourg Gardens when I was walking through on my very last day of my very first trip to Paris that I realized that I wanted to live my life differently. I wanted to live with more elegance and joie de vivre. I wanted to learn how to savor the moment because I think we can all agree, most of us live in cultures that teach us to go harder and faster and grind our way to success and hustle, and it's exhausting, right? And so I'm getting ready to do my annual, I call it my annual pilgrimage to Paris. I take a group of ladies there every year. And it's an experience that's really hard to put into words because I find that the best experiences, you simply can't. It's something that you feel. It's not something that you are able to articulate so well. But out of all of the emails I get, one of the ones that I receive most frequently is, how do you do Paris? Especially for people that have never been before, because Paris is full of all of these incredible sights, all of these incredible landmarks, and people are always overwhelmed. So today's podcast is all about 10 ways to experience Paris like a local. There's a really fun book out there called I'll Never Be French No Matter How Hard I Try. And that is definitely me. I am very much the American in Paris. However, I have to say, I am not your typical tourist in Paris. Sure, I've visited the Louvre, the Notre Dame, the Eiffel Tower, but I've never been to the Moulin Rouge, believe it or not, and I have absolutely no desire to go. I don't often frequent Le Printemps or the Galeries Lafayette. I prefer small boutiques to large department stores. When traveling and in life, my soul seeks uniqueness, quirkiness, and adventure. Those things are usually not found on a tour bus or by following a crowd. So I watch where the masses of people are heading, and I usually hightail it in the other direction. It's sort of how I've been my entire life. So I will tell you, however, that this has resulted in chance encounters, unexpected invitations, and memories that I will cherish forever. You see, French kissing life is about seeing beyond the ordinary, engaging in the moment, and indulging in experiences, and most importantly, it is about following your heart. So I'm going to share with you some of my favorite ways to experience Paris like a local. And I think a better way to say this is 10 ways to French kiss Paris. So number one, this is a little strange, but it's something I've loved to do ever since I was a little girl. And it is stroll through cemeteries. So I love to go to Père Lachaise. So this is the cemetery that is located in the 20th arrondissement, and it is outside of Paris. It's on the outskirts. And it is absolutely one of the most beautiful cemeteries I've ever sauntered through. It's full of notable artists and intellectuals such as Oscar Wilde, Edith Piaf, and Jim Morrison. And what I notice is that there is this deep history and this deep story that unfolds throughout the dead. Plus, my friend Julie, she thinks I was buried there in a previous life, which may explain why I'm always drawn there. But you know what? That's a whole different podcast. Okay, number two. head away from the Seine for dinner. Most people want to hang out around the Eiffel Tower and ride along like the first and the second, the third and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth arrondissement. But I have found that when you get away from those places and you get into the deeper arrondissements of Paris, you get to experience incredible dinners. In fact, one of my most memorable experiences happened when I wandered into the 10th arrondissement and walked in to this restaurant called Le Chateaubriand. And I remember I was all by myself and I sat at this bar and spent the next 2 hours indulging in the most unusual and delicious meals I'd ever had. And I like to say that the bartender was like my date for the night because we hung out and we talked. And eventually, I was invited to join this table of French and Austrian people. I'm sure they looked at me and thought, that poor American girl is all by herself, so we're going to invite her to come and join in on our fun. But we talked until 3 a.m. And I left with so many memories of an incredible meal and new friends. And also, in terms of Le Chateaubriand itself, the restaurant, the Le Menu is chef's choice. So I didn't have to make a decision, which for me felt like heaven. I don't know about you all, but I make decisions all day, every day. You know, when you have your own business and you are managing people and you have a daughter who is 18 and you have your own household, there's a lot of decisions to be made. So there was something about the chef just saying to me, like, you're not making one decision. I've got it all planned out for you. That truly felt like luxury. And the other thing I remember that this place was so small. I don't know how many tables, but it's relatively small. And it was off the beaten path. And so one of the things that I've discovered when I go to Paris is that some of the best restaurants in Paris won't be found in the Paris travel guide. And it won't be found around the Eiffel Tower. And here's another thing. Don't ever show up for dinner in Paris before 9 o'clock, because if you do, you will definitely look like a tourist. So let's move on to number three. Now, I do need to make a little disclaimer here because this one could be a little touristy, but hear me out. So my third one is I love to go to the Sacré-Cœur and flirt with the artists that are in the square. It's very touristy, but here's the thing. I love being a flirt. I do. It's something I just think makes life so much more fun. I flirt with babies. I flirt with the lady at the cash register. I flirt with everyone. So the thing about the artist, however, up at the Sacré-Cœur is they're just as good at flirting as I am. Because here's the deal. They want to get your business, right? And so they turn it on and I turn it on and it becomes this battle of who is going to outflirt each other. And if they're really, really good, I do end up buying a piece of artwork from them. But that happens very, very rarely. But as touristy as it is, I will have to say that this is a beautiful place to visit if you don't mind the crowds and being harassed by French artists. I like to think that there are definitely worse things that could happen in life, right? And it turns out that Parisians like to wander up to the Sacré-Cœur as well on occasion to take in the most glorious sunset that settles over Paris. But I have to give you a warning. Watch your purses, ladies, and even guys, watch your wallets, because it is one of the favorite places in Paris for pickpocketing. Okay, number four, hang out with real Parisians. So I will have to say that I'm very fortunate to have friends all over the world. So when I am traveling, what I often do is I put out a request that I'm coming into town and I asked to be connected with some really cool people. And the result? well. I have been invited to incredible dinner parties. I have strolled these little unknown streets in Paris with a great guide, and I've learned about the culture by connecting with its people. So use your network and meet up with a real Parisian, because that's how you really get to experience Paris. Number five. Now, I'm not really sure that locals don't do this. However, I think they do, because every time I go to this place, there's always Parisians there. But here it is. I love to go to Hotel Coast and sip on a French Kiss cocktail. Maybe I'm a little bit biased because it's called French Kiss. However, here's the deal with Hotel Coast. It's very swanky. It's very sensual, and it is a hip hotspot during fashion week. And there's something about a chic hotel bar with a great lounge and great music that just draws me in like a magnet. Hotel Coast is considered one of Paris's luxury hotels, and it's known as one of the hippest hotels in the world, which is why it seems to attract some of the most beautiful people, especially again during fashion week. The energy, the fashion, the ambiance all scream sexy and sensual. This is the place I love to go before dinner or before I go out dancing, because Hotel Coast in the bar has a very eclectic cocktail list. And again, of course, I choose the French Kiss cocktail. And then I enjoy just, number one, taking in the scenery, but also I enjoy indulging in fascinating conversations with locals and visitors alike. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful space that's located, I think it's in the first arrondissement. Actually, I know it is, because it's on Rue Saint-Honoré. So next time you're in Paris, just pop in, have a drink, or go and have lunch in this beautiful open garden that resides in the middle of the hotel. It's the best people watching in all of Paris, in my opinion, especially again, if you're there during fashion week. One time I actually sat right across from Rachel Zoe. And then I've also heard that it's the place where Karl Lagerfeld loves to go for lunch every day. So maybe you will rub shoulders with some of Paris's socialites. Who knows? Okay, so here's number six. Now, again, this is sort of a touristy thing to do, but the reason I put this on the list is that some of my Parisian friends, they don't like to admit it, but they did admit to me that they love to go here. But they don't tell their other Parisian friends, which I think is funny. So it is to go to Angelina's and indulge in a chocolat chaud, which is a hot chocolate. So here's the thing. This chocolate is one of the most creamy, thick, slightly sweetened, it's not too sweet, hot chocolate that you will ever experience, which is why I had to add it to the list. I feel like it's something that everyone must experience. I had one other hot chocolate that was very similar in Italy, but this one I think is probably one of my favorites. And just the presentation, everything about it is just so beautiful and so delicious that you just have to go. If you're in Paris, my friends, you just have to go and have one of these. So Angelina's is located on Rue Rivoli, and it's just a few blocks from the Louvre, so you can expect a crowd, but let me tell you, it is so worth it. You can thank me later for that one. Okay, number seven, stroll the markets. When you think of Paris, when you think of France, probably one of the first things that come to mind, other than wine and cheese, is the markets, which happens to be where you can find wine and cheese. You know, when I want colorful and vibrant stimulation in Paris, I head straight to one of the many open-air markets that can be found throughout the city. And I'm always the blonde who stands and stares, quite literally, at the strawberries for hours. I'm just amazed. Like, how do they grow them so perfectly in both taste and appearance? It just, I'm perplexed. Maybe it's because I'm American and I'm used to those huge, giant strawberries that have no taste that come out in the grocery store. But these strawberries, I'm telling you, are small and they pack a powerful punch of flavor. So if you're ever there during strawberry season, you have to buy the strawberries. But then there's also the olives. Oh my God, the olives. And did I mention the fromage, the cheese? And let's not forget, I think the best part of these markets are the eccentric merchants who treat their produce like gold. Because let me tell you, it is. It's better than gold. The markets of Paris are my playground where I get to let that foodie in me just go wild, as well as I get to also practice my French, as I'm sure you've already noticed, it's not that great. Mon accent est horrible, mais je sais parce que j'adore la langue. See, if you speak French, you probably just thought, oh my God, she needs so much work. But here's the thing, I do try. And when it comes to markets, there's so many great ones around Paris, but one of my favorites is Respect le Marché, and that's the one that's held every Sunday. And what I like about that one is that everything there is organic and natural, although I find in almost every French market, everything is organic and natural because their food laws are so different than ours. So go to any French market and you're going to be getting really, really good food. Number 8. This is one of my favorite things to do in Paris. In the spring, the summer, and the fall time. I have been to Paris several times during the winter, and you can't really do this one. I mean, you could, but you're going to have to really bundle up, and you will probably be alone. But it's to pack a picnic and head to the Canal Saint-Martin. Now, I will say that I used to go to the Seine because I thought that's the only place in Paris to go if you wanted to have a picnic. But it turns out that that's where all the tourists go. If you want to be a local, if you want to experience Paris like a local, head to one of the most tranquil spots in Paris, and that is the Canal Saint-Martin. So grab a fresh baguette, some cheese, some fruit, a bottle of wine, and go and soak up the sunshine by the river while savoring those special market finds that you just had. To me, this is joie de vivre. This is c'est la vie. Head to Canal Saint-Martin with your picnic. Number 9. Again, this is another one of my favorite things to do, and that is people watch while sitting at a cafe in Paris. I think Paris is the best place other than Walmart. I love to people watch at Walmart, but Paris is the other best place to people watch. The cafe scene is what makes Paris, well, Paris. You know, when you walk by the cafes, there are these rows of tiny tables lined up so close that you have to put your derriere in someone's face to get a seat. Quite literally. You're like, excuse me, I gotta scoot in here. But then you are facing out. All of the chairs in Paris at the cafes face out so that you can see the world go by. And you're surrounded by people chatting and smoking and doing whatever everyone else is doing. And that is watching the Paris scene unfold in real life. Hopefully while sipping a chilled glass of rosé if you're in the middle of the summertime, or you're having a beer, or perhaps it's the morning time and you're having a cafe creme. There's so many drinks to be had while people watching in Paris. So some of my favorite places to just sit and watch Paris go by is, let's see, I love the Café Les Philosophes in the Marais. The Marais in and of itself is one of my favorite spots. It's where I usually stay. It's very hip. It's very trendy. I love to equate it to Soho of New York. It's, again, it's where all of the très chic gay couples are. It's where the pulse of Paris really resides. And it's the place on Sunday, if you just happen to be in Paris, head to the Marais. It's the part of Paris that's actually open on Sunday. It's happening. It's full of energy. And I love the Marais, in case you can't tell. There are some really great spots up in Montmartre. And I love Montmartre. It's the 18th arrondissement. It's where the Sac Coeur is. And I like it because it's where a lot of the locals live. And they like to say that the locals that live in that area are considered the bohemian, or as they call it, the le bobo, love to live there. It's the people who like to pretend that they don't have a lot of money, but they actually do. And so there's a lot of really great cafes that you can go up there and just sit and people watch. Café de Flore in Saint-Germain is also a really great place. That's where Simone de Beauvoir and Jean-Paul Sartre all hung out. And it's a really bustling place of Paris to be. So the last one, the Café de Flore, is very touristy, but if you want to people watch, it's actually a really, really great spot. Okay, finally, number 10, Flaneur and Get Lost. Okay, so of all of the experiences that I've had in Paris, and I've had quite a few because I've been going for quite a while, I will have to say that the ones I remember the most is when I allowed myself to get lost. You know, sometimes I tell clients, I'm like, you know, you need to sometimes get lost to truly find yourself. And I find that when I'm traveling, it's such a metaphor for life about how when we allow ourselves to not have the agenda, to not have the check-off list, to not have the travel guide that we're following obsessively, that's when the real magic of travel unfolds. So if you're in Paris, I actually encourage you to do just that. Allow yourself to just stroll and get lost in the moment, to let go of your to-do list and all of the things that you think you have to see, because maybe, just maybe, there's something better that's wanting to be seen if you're willing to let go. You know, one of the stories that I like to think about is when I was in Paris. I was there by myself over Christmas. And this was probably 6 years ago. And I was walking back to my apartment. And that time I was staying up in Montmartre. I actually love to stay up there too. And as I was walking, I heard the most beautiful voice. And I had a choice in that moment. I could choose to go straight back to my apartment, which unfortunately is what a lot of people would have done. Or I could have followed my curiosity. And I decided to do the latter. And so what ended up happening is I followed this voice and I ended up on this cobblestone street. And as I followed it, I could see in the distance, like this group of people surrounding this voice that I was hearing. So I followed it and I ended up being at this cafe. It was probably 1 a.m. I know my mother would be horrified to know that I was out wandering in a foreign city by myself at 1 a.m. But, you know, my intuition's pretty spot on and I felt safe. And there in front of me was this American student who was there in Paris studying music, and she was singing, had the most stunning voice. And around her were all of these French people, and she was being accompanied by a Parisian guitarist. Next thing I know, we are all singing together for 3 hours. We were singing everything from Radiohead to Georges Brassens, and it still is one of the most incredible nights I've ever had in Paris. I still keep in touch with some of these people, and the memories that I have from that night just really, really make me remember the importance of allowing yourself to get lost, to be curious, to follow that intuition, even though you don't know exactly where it's leading. It's such a metaphor for life, right? You have to be willing to get lost with no place to go other than where your heart wants to lead you. So Those are just some of my few tips. I have so many other tips. A lot of them I do save for my women when I take them to Paris with me. I do my annual trip to Paris every year with a fabulous group of women. And again, we're getting ready to go very soon. But these are just some of the things I'd love for you to think about. And a lot of these things can be applied to not just Paris, but anytime you're traveling. Allow yourself to step outside of the guidebook and to experience wherever you are with true heart and true soul. And I promise you, you won't be sorry. So if you have anything you want to add to this conversation, if there are things in Paris that you've loved, if there are things in Paris that you would love to share with the French Kiss Life community, please head on over to tanyalee.com and let us know in the comments. I hope you have a gorgeous week, and I can't wait to connect with you really, really soon. Au revoir. Cheers. A couple of things before you go. If you enjoyed this episode of the French Kiss Life podcast, I would be so grateful if you would share it with your family and friends. And if you want to be notified of future episodes, as well as free events and gifts that are only available to the French Kiss Life community, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and sign up to join the most incredible group of global women who are committed to French kissing their life.